Picture this. It's a Monday morning, and a developer sits down at their desk, opens an AI coding assistant, watches it generate 50 lines of clean working code in about 4 seconds, and then just copies and pastes it without reading a single line. That moment, that specific, mundane, entirely ordinary moment, might be one of the more consequential habits forming across the software industry right now. Welcome to IntelliJ's HN Daily for Monday, August 3rd, 2026. I'm Marcus Rodriguez.
And I'm Sarah Chen. That image Marcus just painted is exactly where we're starting today, because it connects to several threads running through this morning's Hacker News front page. There's a genuine reckoning happening around what AI productivity actually means versus what it costs us cognitively, and the community is not letting that question go unanswered.
Before we get into it, a quick note for anyone joining us for the first time. Our content comes from Hacker News, but we want to be transparent. We're an independent podcast. We have no affiliation with Y Combinator. We're not endorsed by or sponsored by Hacker News in any way. We're just a couple of people who find this community consistently produces the sharpest technology discourse on the internet, and we want to share it with a wider audience.
Which brings us to something we mean sincerely. If you're not already spending time on Hacker News at news.ycombinator.com, you're missing the best part. The articles are great, but the comments are where engineers, researchers, founders, and genuinely curious people break down these stories with a depth you rarely find anywhere else. We're giving you the highlights today, but the real conversation is happening over there.
Here's what we have lined up. We're opening with the "Don't Be a Meat Proxy" essay that's pulled over 700 points in 312 comments. It's a sharp critique of how people interact with AI systems, and it has the HN community in a full-throated debate. From there, we're going deep on Alibaba's Qwen 3.8 Max model, which dropped over the weekend and is making some serious claims about coding performance that are worth examining carefully.
We'll also be covering the cognitive debt debate around manually retyping LLM-generated code. Yes, retyping, not copy-pasting, and what that says about how developers are building habits in an AI-saturated environment. Then we're getting into Rust's project goals for immobile types and guaranteed destructors, Jane Street's Banzai UI library, and the ongoing conversation about why some teams are choosing to write their own C and C++ inference engines rather than use off-the-shelf solutions.
On the creative and cultural side, there's a handwritten blogging platform that's captured real attention. A remarkable isometric pixel map of San Francisco, and a decades-old 2012 essay on regular expressions that somehow surfaced and found a new audience. We're also touching on SwiftUI's 7-year anniversary, and the community's verdict is not exactly a standing ovation.
Plus, the Fujitsu government contracting controversy continues to haunt UK Parliament. There's a think piece on stock market volatility that sparked some heated debate, and an autoregressive language model running on a 6502 processor, which is either an incredible engineering demonstration or the most gloriously unnecessary thing anyone has ever built. Probably both.
It's a full morning. Let's get into it.